Welcome, everybody. This is the Healing Codes Thursday evening open forum coaching teleconference. My name is Bindu Johnson, and on behalf of the Healing Codes, I welcome you to this call. Today in this hemisphere, it is March 7th, 2019, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording will be available to registered members as a download mode from our website, thehealingcodes.com. And you'll need to go to if you want to find them, go to thehealingcodes.com/home. And you have to be a registered member, which is free. And then you would just look for the archives or the call recordings. Anyway, the main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Codes process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Can, not always. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who listen to the recording. So if you, so we ask those of you who are uncertain about any part of the Healing Codes process to ask questions. Or if you're doing the Healing Codes and you're not sure if you're getting the results that you want, please ask your questions about that as well. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the Healing Codes. These stories encourage all of us as we continue this work. When you hear your peers describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own ultimate success. Our disclaimer is that the Healing Codes are not intended to diagnose, treat, or heal any physical or mental condition or their symptoms. The Healing Codes deal with issues with heart, and it is on those spiritual issues that we focus our attention. The opinions that I express are my own opinions. If they serve you, I am pleased. If not, you can simply let them go. So I'd like to start tonight by seeing if anybody has any questions. So if you have a question, you can press star 2. It will raise your hand. If you're on the webcast, you can. There should be a chat bot there that you can put your question in. Or there's a there's a chat box or a Q&A box too. I'm gonna start the chat. So, all right, so I just started a chat there, so you should be able to see any questions or put some questions in there in the Q&A. Alrighty, so anybody have a question, press star 2 to raise your hand. Okay, so we don't have any questions. So what we're going to do then, since we don't have any questions, is we're just going to start out with the universal code and do it as a group. So let's just start by, I always like to start my process. Not everybody does this, but, you know, I was a yoga teacher for 14 years, and I learned the value of the breath. So I always like to start anything I do with a few breaths just to ground and center myself. So let's just all take 3 just deep breaths in and just exhale fully. Take another deep breath in and exhale. One more time, deep breath in. And exhale. So just taking a moment to get present with your body, with your emotions, with your thoughts. Just notice who you're being in this moment. And then ask yourself, what is it that I would like to shift or change in my life right now? What is disturbing my inner peace? And just make a note of that. And as you think about that challenge, just kind of notice your thoughts about it. Who's involved? Notice how you feel about it. Does it make you angry, sad, frustrated, afraid? And notice what, and as you watch your thoughts, notice if there's particular belief statements that come about, like everybody is stupid, or my boss is really mean, or my wife never listens to me. And just notice those kinds of thoughts that come up when life is throwing a challenge at you. And then come back to emotion for a moment. And as you think about that emotion, think about earlier times in your life where you might have felt that same emotion. And it doesn't have to be the exact same situation, but a time in your life where you felt the same emotion. And just make a note of that. And notice if you don't have a memory that comes up, that's fine. But if you do, just notice how old you were, what was happening, who was there. And then taking this issue, imagine you're just going to write a newspaper article and create the caption. So you're going to encapsulate your challenge in a few words. And the same thing with the memory. If you have a memory, think of a few words that could encapsulate that memory. And again, as you're thinking about this, think about the underlying beliefs. And beliefs are always a statement about someone or something, like, I don't trust God anymore, or my children never listen to me, or how come I never get my needs met, or why is life so hard, or why am I always afraid, or just feeling overwhelmed. And then notice where you feel this challenge when you're thinking about where you feel it in your body. Almost every challenge we have, there's some kind of memory underneath it, an emotion, a physical sensation somewhere in the body, and the belief system that are all part of the, I call it the matrix that holds that energy connected to the challenge in place. Okay, so we got the information. We're going to do the healing code. So I'm going to read out a prayer request as I do this. There's going to be a place in the prayer request where you're going to put your issue. So you can put your overall headline of your issue. You can put a particular memory. That's probably the two most important things. You can put a physical symptom, whatever feels right to you. So I request that all known and unknown negative images and healthy beliefs and destructive cellular memories, whether imagined, witnessed, dreamed, experienced, absorbed, or inherited from past generations, and all physical issues related to, and put in your challenge, be found, open, and healed by infusing me with the light, life, and love of God. I also ask the effectiveness of this healing code be increased to its highest level for my greatest good at this time, and that the healing be made gentle and easy. Good. Now take a deep breath, and you're going to point your fingertips at the forehead. It's called the bridge position. You'll hear a timer in the background. Now, as you're pointing your fingers, think of a positive memory. A positive memory or a positive statement that you can say. We call that a love picture or a truth focus statement. And then point your fingertips at their Adam's apple, holding the hands 2 or 3 inches away from the body. Imagine there's little flashlights in the ends of your fingertips just aimed into that Adam's apple area. And then move your fingertips to point at the jaws, one hand on each side, pointing at the jaws. Just continue to breathe. Sometimes I like to, when I'm doing the healing codes, just breathe and empty my mind. Or bring forth a positive memory. Doesn't have to have anything to do with what you're healing. And then point your fingertips at your temples. And continue to breathe. Continue with a truth focus statement. Or a love picture, a positive image. And then point your fingertips at the temples. I missed something. Anyway, point your fingertips at the temples. Point your fingertips at the bridge. Point your fingertips at the Adam's apple. Just continuing to breathe using a truth focus statement or a love picture. A positive image. And then point your fingertips at the jaw. And point your fingertips at the temple. And point your fingertips at the bridge. Fingertips with the Adam's apple. And point fingertips at the jaw. Point your fingertips at the temple. And then let your arms relax down. And take a few moments and just notice how you feel now. Feel the body, the emotions, the mind. Notice if you feel any different now from when we first started. And then think about this challenge that you wanted to shift. And notice if you feel any different now than when we started about this issue. If you rated your emotion coming into it, look at that emotion and notice if it has the same intensity or not. Awesome. All right, so I'm going to open up the lines again for questions. So if you have a question, press star 2 to raise your hand. What we just did was the universal code. This code is described in the book, The Healing Code, if you haven't read that yet. So it's designed to heal any issue at any time. So it's always available to be used. Okay, we have a question here. This is Stephanie in Portland. You are unmuted, Stephanie.
Hi there. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I just have a question. I recently learned Trilogy. I'm house sitting for my boss next week, and my boss's cat has heart disease. They had decided she has about 6 months to live. She's a fairly young cat. I literally just learned Trilogy last night. And so I was wondering if you can use that to heal others as well, or if that's more of a self-healing technique. Is this the right place to ask questions like this?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, that's a fine question. And yes, you can do the same thing with the Trilogy as you would do with the regular healing codes. It's just, at the beginning, you can create the intention that you're doing this on behalf of the cat. And at the end, then you create the intention to send the healing energy to the cat.
Okay.
You can also do it right on the cat, but it's kind of hard to do the Trilogy on a cat, so it's better for you probably to do it.
That's a very good point. I guess my thought is, like, if I'm re-regulating my own energy, is that going to have an effect or not? You know what I mean?
What you're doing when you're doing the healing codes or the Trilogy is you're creating a harmonic, energetic experience.
Okay.
And it's a healing energy. So when you do it on yourself and all the balance, and especially if you are holding that cat in your mind or the other person in your mind while you're doing it with the intention of that to heal, or, you know, not that we're supposed to use the word heal because we're not medical doctors.
Yes.
So with your intention is to heal the cat, and you hold the cat in your mind while you're doing it, it's all quantum physics. You know, it's like when you think about the cat is being included in what is happening in the healing. And when you specifically send that energy to the cat at the end of it, the cat's going to be getting that energy while you're doing it, but that's just a little added bonus to say something about the cat at the end.
Okay.
So, and intention is very powerful, you know. I think intention is just everything that comes into physical manifestation starts as an intention. So intention is very powerful. So if your intention is to help heal that cat, and we don't know what healing is going to look like. Maybe healing for that cat will look like it'll die in peace. Maybe healing for that cat is that it won't die at all. You know, that's up to God, not us, but we just intend to send the appropriate healing energies for that cat for its highest good.
Okay. Okay. So I know that, well, I'm under the impression at least that there are, you can heal for multiple people at once. So I was doing Trilogy for my own personal issues. Can you do it for myself and for the cat at the same time, or is that going to fracture my energy and make it less effective?
No, I think you can do that. I mean, whatever you're doing for the cat, you're doing for yourself. And whatever you're doing for yourself, you're doing for the cat. And oftentimes, you know, people who come into our lives are coming into our lives because they have, you know, it's like nobody or thing that comes into our lives is coming into our lives by accident. They're always there for a purpose, for a reason. So
right.
They're coming into our lives not just because of them, but because of you. So doing it on yourself and on your cat at the same time is perfect because you're there in a relationship with that cat.
Right. Yeah, it's really funny. The cat has similar issues to myself. So
okay.
I don't have heart disease, but like she has the two other cats who bully her, and so she never stands up for herself. So I've been praying over her and that kind of thing. And all of those health issues, I believe, are a result of just the ongoing stress of having two other cats push you around. But she's lived enough longer. And so she has the right to exist. And she started to improve as I've been praying over her. But I'm like, okay, girl. The clock is ticking. Let's deal with this. And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, I find it easier to defer to other people's power than exert my own. So I guess we'll get healed up together.
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. It's not unusual. I mean, you know, I work with various people on the healing codes, and they're almost always invariably mirroring something. Whatever they're working on, they're mirroring a part of me. you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so in healing others, we're healing ourselves. When we heal ourselves, we're healing others.
It's a good system.
Yeah. We're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you sure you're okay tonight?
Pardon?
You sure you're okay tonight?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. Why do you ask?
Well, I don't know. You just kind of sighed earlier, and I was like, uh-oh. Sounds like someone's having a hard day.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe I just needed a sigh. It's been a bit of a long day, but I actually feel very peaceful and very grounded.
Good. Excellent. Okay, well, thank you for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for raising your hand.
Yeah.
If you have another question comes up, just raise your hand again.
Okay, I will.
All righty. Patricia, you are unmuted.
Hi, Bindu.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call. And thank you for that guided segue into the healing codes. That is always helpful to me. And it was interesting tonight because I wasn't feeling an issue of anxiety or anything negative when I first started, but when you said, you know, to think of something that's bothering us, I summoned up my, well, I have a default issue that needs working on and is, you know, I've been working. It's a lifetime issue, and it needs a lot of help and a lot of nurturing and healing, and I work on it from time to time. So I summoned up that, and I'm grateful for that because I did get insight into it, and I did achieve a certain level of peace thinking about it.
Wonderful.
And I have definitely worked on this issue with many different types of codes, and each time it helps. And I tend to brush it under the rug in between the time when it rears its head. But this time, because of I needed to bring up something, I brought up that. Maybe it's a good sign, the fact that I wasn't even aware of something that was bothering me. Maybe that's a sign of healing progress, too, that I had to find an issue. So I did. I found that. I said, okay, let's work on that. And I didn't work on it from a standpoint of heartbreak, as I often do when it comes on its own uninvited. But this time I deliberately summoned it, and it was there, and I was able to look somewhat dispassionately at it. And as I said, I managed to receive a feeling of peace about it. So I suspect it remains a work in progress. I'm sorry?
Yeah. Is that new to have a feeling of peace around it?
Yes. Uh-huh. Although I've had not this particular feeling of peace because it came with an idea. And the idea was an idea that I've been taught by the spiritual practice, the church I go to. It's a very loving philosophy behind this church, and they say that, you know, we are unceasingly loved by God, and we're safe and protected in God's care always on a spiritual level. And I was able to, you know, believe that for when we were doing the code. I was able to not only believe it for myself, but for those involved in the issue that I was thinking about. So it rang true, and I was very grateful for that.
Wonderful.
So I appreciate that. Now, that young lady was talking about praying for the cat, and I was wondering, it seemed to me that in the old days when, I guess it was Tom was hosting this Thursday night call, sometimes at the end he would have a list of names to put in, and I was wondering if you would ever consider doing that, and then, you know, different, we could, you know, ask you to put in certain names during the final coding or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, we can do that. I can do that. I mean, I think when Tom was leading it, he led it all the time, and I don't know, I thought that the healing codes was going to do that, where people wanted to put in their names, they would contact them, but I don't know whatever happened to that. I think it went by the wayside. So, but if you if you know, if you're on the call and you would like to,
is it okay to put in the name of a public figure who has actually publicly requested prayer help?
Sure.
That be,
why not?
Okay. Good. Good. All right. Shall I mention the name now or when?
Sure. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead,
Alex. Alex Trebek of Jeopardy, the host of Jeopardy, had announced yesterday that he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and he said he wants to fight this. And I a friend of mine today told me that part of the story was that it was considered not medically treatable at this point, but he was asking for prayer help, definitely, in a statement yesterday.
Okay.
So if he's asking for help, I mean, well, why not supply him with something that could only help and not harm? So, and I have such faith in the healing codes, such faith in it.
Yeah. So you said he had cancer or something?
Stage 4 pancreatic. He was diagnosed with that. So it was on the internet yesterday. It was a big news item. It came up right away on Yahoo News. And the man said, you know, he requested people's prayers. I thought, okay. And so I thought, of course I can do it on my own, but it would be magnified if, you know, the Healing Codes community did it together. It would be exponentially more powerful.
You know what else you could do, Patricia, is go to are you ever on Facebook?
I deleted my account last year. I had to for various reasons.
Okay. I was going to suggest to go into the Healing Codes group in Facebook and put the request there. If you want me to, I will put it in
please.
There.
Please. That would be wonderful if you would do that.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that.
Thanks. And shall I email a reminder with his, you know, name and all that?
Yeah, email me, because I don't know how to spell his name or anything.
Right. Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
So that would be helpful, and then I can...
I'm Alex, A-L-E-X, and the last name is T-R-E-B-E-K.
Sorry. Okay, got it.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions that you have? Comments? Mm-hmm. Patricia, did you have any other questions or comments?
Not at the particular moment.
Okay.
I just want to run something by you. I have a tendency now, the last few days or so, it's very hard for me to get up out of bed in the morning, so I'm starting it with doing Trilogy lying down, and it does help me to get up, because all that tapping does help in the whole thing. And do you think, right. I mean, I'm getting the benefit in terms of it, you know, ushering me out of bed, and I kind of fancy that it's even working that way, and I was just wondering what your take was on doing it that way, starting your day that way. And, of course, that isn't the only way I do it, but I start that way.
I think it's a wonderful way to start your day.
Okay, great.
And you're feeling the benefits of it. And, you know, people do the healing codes lying down, so why not do the Trilogy lying down?
Okay, good.
I don't know that there's any rule that you have to set up to do it.
Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. So, any other questions or comments that anybody would like to make? Okay, Stephanie, you are unmuted.
Hello. That was interesting. I didn't realize that there was a Facebook community that brought up requests for coding for things. Maybe I did know that. I just didn't remember it. May I add something to the list?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Are you thinking of going yourself, or you want me to put it on there?
I can do it. I'm still at work right now, though. If you're already doing it for Alex Trebek, which I'm very, very excited to see him get healed up, that will be really great. I felt really sad when I found out about that. Mm-hmm. I would just like to add my own name to the list. If you don't mind, if you're already putting something on there. My name is Stephanie, and I just need help with my codependency. It's not a physical thing, but I think it's more than anything, it's been so ingrained that I feel a little bit, more than a little bit, overwhelmed coding for it, even doing Trilogy, because I'm like, how long is this going to take, God? You know, like, you can, the one guy who had migraines from a horrible upbringing, it took him 13 months of coding to get over his migraines. And I'm like,
right.
At least with migraines, you know when it's healed, you know?
Right.
So if more people are willing, I would be more than willing to enlist their help, because I'd like to not have this anymore. It's a little old.
How long have you been working on it with the healing codes?
For codependency, I have enough issues that I haven't hit that one yet, except it's hit me in the face recently. So the last couple of days, that's what got me going towards Trilogy, actually.
I'm kind of sensing that it'd be really good.
Pardon?
Go ahead. What did you say?
Oh, I was just saying I've only just recently got slapped by it, and that's why it's come to my attention. I've been coding for plenty of other things, but this one looks like it's ripe and ready to go.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's always when those things come up and hit you in the face that it's, you know, time to really work on it with a healing code for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of sensing that it would be really good for you to get on to the Facebook and write in your own request. It's going to be more powerful. It comes from you, and you're going to be able to connect with people there that can give you support around that.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Because I bet you if you bring that up, that there will be others on there that are working with codependency issues. So, you know, that you can support each other's, and that's what that community is about, is connecting with other people, you know, healing themselves and receiving that support. So that's what I would suggest.
It's a good idea. The nature of codependency, that can, does that make it worse? You know what I mean? Like, codependency being, oh, I don't know if I can do this myself. I need a bunch of help. And then everybody leaves their own issues to go help you with it if they're codependent. Or does that not matter and we all just get healed up together?
Say that again. So you're saying that your specific codependency issue is that you don't feel like you can do it yourself?
That's definitely one of the ways that it has manifested.
Right.
So I've spent the last 10 years of my life.
So what happens when you don't feel like you can do it yourself, so other people come and help you with it?
Yeah. Maybe that means I shouldn't ask for help at all and I should just do it myself.
I don't think that's true. What would be a balance between those two? So what happens when people come and help you? If you don't think you can do it yourself and people come and help you, then what happens? Why is that a bad thing?
It isn't a bad thing, but there's also the confidence piece of knowing that I am also a capable woman who can get along with God and we can heal me up together, you know?
Okay, right. So that what you're saying is that by asking other people, you actually get the help, but it's not building your self-confidence by doing that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So why is it afraid that you're, why is it that you're afraid to try to do things yourself?
I don't know, but I just felt really
specific
sad.
Things? Is it only specific things?
No, it's most things. I was micromanaged as a child ad nauseum. And so my mom was, her favorite thing at the time, she's not like this anymore, her favorite thing was to have people depend on her. And so I would try and do something. I would come up with an idea and start to execute it. And she would either tell me how to do it or laugh at me when I tried to figure it out myself. So.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. Yeah. So when you're doing the healing codes in the trilogy, work with that as, I like to call it an environmental memory, where there's not like just one negative experience, but it's a, it was kind of really pervasive in your childhood. Just an environmental memory of my mother undermining my confidence by doing it for me or laughing at me. You know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's been the difficulty I've had with the healing codes is I would very much like to have, you know, one or two really traumatic experiences and I can watch the angst from it melt away. But it was a long-term systemic death by a thousand cuts emotionally, if you will. So it's easy to get discouraged when you have 17 different issues popping up on a scale of like maybe a 4 or 5 every single day. You're like, which do I attack? Mm-hmm. Because it feels like whack-a-mole or something.
Right. What would be the common denominator between all of those issues that come up the same day? Is there a common denominator? like, you know, maybe it could be just self-confidence is what the common denominator in four different issues that are coming up. And that may not be the case, but maybe there is a common denominator.
Yeah. I'll have to keep an eye out for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate your insights. This has been really helpful.
Good. Yeah, I'm glad. I had an issue. I had an issue when I first started doing the healing codes about feeling like there was this ball and chain wrapped around my ankle, and I was having to drag it through life with me, you know, like a wet blanket over me. And after I worked with a coach for about 2 or 3 months, and during that time, I think it was about the 3 month mark, that whole thing just dissolved. And what that wet blanket was just that my mom was depressed when I was in utero and born, and, you know, in my first several years of life, I was raised by a depressed woman, and I just absorbed her energy. It wasn't even an event. It was just that was my environment. And I was shocked because I knew that was there, but nothing else ever healed it except for the healing code.
Yeah.
So, you know, just, you know, keep trusting. Not that I didn't have other issues that I had to heal. You know, I think we're work in process.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't lose the faith. Just keep doing the codes. And reach out to the Healing Code community. I think that'll be a support for you. And I don't know, sometimes when people get stuck, they'll reach out, you know, if they can afford it, to a coach. Or you can always just come on to these calls and ask your question on these calls and get support.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I've spent the last 10 years of my life trying to find healing, and there's been so much healing. I think I'm ready for the main big ones to be done now, and I think I'm ready to thrive instead of just healing up the past.
Yeah. And along with doing the healing codes, you know, you might look at some things that you're kind of afraid to do for yourself and start out with small, easy ones and start to build your confidence by actually going out and doing some things that are a little scary.
Yeah. It's a good day to take a look at those and decide what you want and when to keep and what you want to give away. And I have been doing that. It will be good.
Yeah.
Thank you for your encouragement.
You're welcome. Thank you for raising your hand.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Alrighty. Any other questions? We've got time for about one more question. Comments? That short meditation I led in the beginning, and I often do that, of just pausing, taking some breaths, and taking a few moments to just feel your body. Notice what you're feeling emotionally, noticing the thoughts in your mind, and just being present with what's really true and real for you in the moment. Just doing that starts the healing process of becoming aware of what's underneath the surface. all of us have an outer life. It's the people that we interact with and our jobs and our families and, you know, our, the things we do in our life or jobs. I think I said that. But we also have an inner life, which consists of our thoughts, our emotions, our physical sensations. And part of healing, I think, is being able to get in touch with those inner thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations and being present with them. That's a way of being present with ourselves. And that will give us deeper information to put into the healing code. It will give us more specific and precise information. And just connecting with that part of ourselves is really a way of loving ourselves. Because sometimes when we go in and we connect with that inner part, our thoughts, our feelings, and our emotions, we might encounter things that we don't like. And these are things that we have told, probably been told by others that are not acceptable. And so we judge them, we judge ourselves, we try to push them away, and we try to create a face to show the world that doesn't include those things. But in truth, all those parts are part of who you are. And so when you stop and get present with yourself, your body, your emotions, your thoughts, and some of those things come up, and you can meet those parts of yourself with acceptance. And let go of the judgment around them. That not only gives you information for your healing code, but it's a way of self-love. It's a way of learning to love yourself. And even if you feel judgment towards a part of you, if you can hold that part of yourself that's judging yourself with awareness and compassion, that helps to soften everything. Alrighty, so for our, I always like to end with a custom guided code, and I usually hear what's been going on in the call. So for our custom guided code, we're going to include in this sending some healing energy to Alex Trybeck and the cat and everybody on the call. And in addition to that, just we're going to use this code to specifically address codependency issues around a lack of self-confidence in ourselves. I'm sure that everybody has some little bits of that, where there's areas of their life where they just feel like they're not quite up to snuff, and they don't feel like they can really do that. So we're going to bolster that. We're going to heal some of what's keeping us from feeling confident within ourselves. So take a few breaths. Dear God, we ask you for your love and support and healing energy around the part of ourselves that feels like we're not enough and incapable of doing what we need to do to live full, happy, healthy, joyful lives. Please help us to heal all memories contributing to this unhealthy belief that we're not enough, and help to instill in us confidence and self-love and peace Enjoy. So we can do left hand temple, right hand jaw. And then both hands temple. And then left hand temple, right hand jaw. And then both hands temple. And then left hand jaw, right hand temple. I am confident. I believe in myself. I trust myself. I'm learning to be confident. I'm learning to believe in myself. I am learning to trust myself. Bring to mind a picture of something that you did really well. And notice how you felt when you did that. It could be any little thing. Or even a big thing that you did really well. And as you focus on that picture, notice how you felt and just allow yourself to feel that feeling right here and right now. I am learning to believe in myself. I am learning to trust myself. My self-confidence is growing. I can. I am capable. I am strong. And then take both of your hands and just place them over your heart. I am capable. I am confident. I am learning to trust myself. I am learning to believe in myself. And then take your hands and just point them away from you. And just send the healing energy that you have just generated out into the world. Touching every heart that has doubted themselves and lacks trust in themselves, to remind them that they are enough, they are whole, and they are complete just as they are. And then as you're ready, you just put your hands rest by your side. And just notice again how you feel. So thank you everyone for coming and being here tonight. Thank you for those of you who raised your hands and asked questions. It's always much, so much more enjoyable for me than to do just to talk. I so appreciate your questions. So I'll probably be back in 3 weeks, last week of March. And in the meantime, we have one other wonderful, excellent coaches on these calls. So please call in and get your questions answered or just receive the group energy and the support. So I'm going to open the line so anybody can say anything if they would like. Not necessary, but I just want to again thank you all for taking time out of your days to be here tonight. The lines are open.
Thank you so much, Bindu.
You're welcome.
It was good hearing from Stephanie. I really enjoyed everything she had to say and share. Appreciated the conversation.
Yeah. She was very brave. She's not on any longer, but I know she feels your appreciation.
And good night to everybody on the call.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Bindu. Thanks. Okay.
Bye.